Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Can we move on from Leroy's lack of love and talk about comedy, Pebbles?
Oh,
which
God.
Also, just like Leroy's love life, could be dead. You saw something.
No, I was telling you guys, I saw this tweet. You know how people like putting out hot takes on Twitter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this person said, time for my own hot take. I think as a society, we've outgrown the need for comedians. Everyone and their grandmother is funny. I've gotten more laughs off of Twitter than watching a set by a comedian. And there was at the time, well, right now, I checked back to see if the person in there. Their account's now private, so
yeah,
I don't know what happened in the comments. But at the time, there were 51,000 likes for that.
Well, those 51,000 idiots. That's the worst opinion I've ever heard in my life.
Uh-huh. Well, I get what she's trying to say, that, you know, there's other ways to be entertained by funny things like TikTok and, you know, just different, like she said, Twitter. But they'll always be...
We need
stand-up comedians.
Yeah, and we need stand-up comedians. If that's not your thing, don't go. Like, Chris Rock is going to be in town tonight.
Yep.
Don't go, but don't say, well, since I don't like it and I'm not going to go,
exactly.
Nobody should enjoy it.
I've never been a huge fan of going to stand-up comedy. I will go if it's a comedian that I enjoy, like Dave Chappelle. Like, I did go see him. But, you know, a lot of my friends are like, hey, it's Friday night. Let's go see a stand-up comic. That's just not my thing. Have I ever said... You know, let's stand up comics. I'd rather do, you know, watch people on TikTok, which, yeah, but like, I'm not going to crap on anyone else's parade because of it.
That's such a weird take because of the Will Smith, Chris Rock thing, because that had nothing to do with bad, malicious comedy. Again, if Chris Rock wanted to be bad and malicious, he would have just gone the August Alsina route. He was just throwing a funny.
But that had already been out there, so maybe, you know.
But it still
wasn't
it was just
funny
like
anymore.
It was just like a silly, not that funny joke, like a throwaway.
He could have kept going and going.
That's what I'm saying.
It's even after the slap, he could have really gone in.
He was the bigger man by far in that situation. Like, just because Will had that meltdown moment, that means we got to cancel comedy? Are you out of here?
But I also think that for some people, you know, what's funny is changing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like when comedians, like, the reason I didn't like this joke, I don't like people making fun of people's appearances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know, whether it's because of, you know, the way your face looks or the way your body looks. Like, none of that's funny to me.
Yep.
And
some people think that's hilarious.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, I think when somebody who thinks that's hilarious, but I don't, says, oh, well, you know, you need to get thicker skin. You need to, you know, be able to take a joke. Like, I have a problem with that. And I say that because I'm not, I'm having a hard time articulating what I'm trying to say with this. Mm-hmm. But I was reading this article by Roxane Gay, where she talks about, it says Jada Pinkett Smith shouldn't have to take a joke, and neither should you. And it talks about, you know, that this is like in defense of thin skin for people who don't find things like that funny. And I do think comedy's changing a little bit. And I do think that, like, I feel like I have friends who are funnier than people who are stand-up comedians.
Right.
Really?
So
So
I kind of get this.
I understand what you're saying, but the Oscars has always been a thing where rich people go and sit in the front and get made fun of by the host. If
correct.
There's just ways to avoid it if it's going to bother you that much.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, let's take the Oscars out of it and just, you know, things that people think are funny. Like, you think everything's, you know, everything's funny.
Right.
Nothing's off limits or whatever. I think the complete opposite. I do think that there are definitely things that should be off limits. I do think that there's freedom of speech. I do believe in freedom of speech, but that doesn't mean that I want to participate in it.
That's so. The difference, I think. See, what I was going to say was there's people like Pebbles who you're saying it's not your thing, but freedom of speech is also a thing as well. I think where the issue lies is the people that are saying, this isn't my thing, let's cancel it altogether.
Right.
There's
that's
a difference.
Yeah.
I think that I don't think the cancel thing is like, it's ridiculous. Like, if you don't agree with something, just like what you're saying, I don't agree with it, but
there's ways to avoid it.
Right. But the other problem is, and what this article talks about is, let's say I don't think something's funny and people are like, oh, you just can't take a joke. You need to get thicker skin. And it's like, no, I don't. I don't have to, you know, become someone who thinks that it's funny that you're making fun of someone's appearance. And that's kind of where I'm thinking, where for like a lot of comedians, like, I don't think, you know, people making, like, Dave Chappelle was going through this whole thing about, you know, his, him talking about trans people. And, like, I don't think that that's funny. So I'm not going to watch Dave Chappelle.
Right.
So
and
there's,
you're right. 100%.
Right. Right. Absolutely. But I don't know. I think comedy might need to change it up a little bit.
Oh no, man, that's the
it's not
that's
gonna
the
happen.
Thing that changed. No, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I respect your opinion. I just think if people who aren't into it,
then you know, I'm not gonna go. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And if what you're saying about people who are like grow up, then just like okay, don't say that. It goes both ways. Some people aren't. They don't like the.
It doesn't mean that I don't like jokes
whatever.
And I don't like funny
whatever
things.
Whatever you consider thicker skin. Some people, put it this way. Some people are on a scale of 1 to 10 or at an 8. Some are at a 2. If you don't like the 8, stay away from the 8. If you don't like the 2, stay away from the 2. But don't tell the 2 to become an 8 and don't tell the 8 to become a 2.
Yeah. And there are it does make sense. But there are comedians out there who have changed a lot of what they do because of the quote cancel culture.
Yeah. A lot of them don't do colleges because of that.
That won't. Like the Bill Burrs of the world, and you know, they will not change, and that's because they're staying true to who they've always been.
It's so interesting because we're in a time right now where you literally can get every single thing from food to content to music to every video, every article tailored exactly to what you're into, right? So you can just literally live your life in that weird vortex. But at the same time, we're very much like, if I don't agree with it, nobody should agree with it. And we need to cancel the other side.
Well, I'm not saying that.
No, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying in general.
That's
the
difference. There's a difference.
See, I love differences in people. Otherwise, if everybody was like me, the world would be boring. Right.
Seriously.
And
sexy.
Annoying.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.